Stand as still as possible and raise your arms above your head. This is to provide optimal time transport and is absolutely necessary. Prepare for nanobot transfusion. Now departing.
Oh, yeah. Computer, where are we?
The current year is 1898, and we are standing 10 meters away from the Ballston Railroad.
Well, that explains all these people. You'd think this crowd had never seen a train before.
Actually, this is the first train line to appear in the region. Before its arrival, Ballston was largely a rural area.
So, alright, depending what time period you're coming from, this train might be a little different than what you take to work. But take a look at all these people, rushing around, and then waiting tirelessly when their train is late. And they were all pretty much late at this point.
Shall I summon the historical background information?
No, wait a minute. Let's take a look around first.
Please proceed towards modern-day Stewart Street.
Don't mind all these people, but don't talk to them either. You don't want to create any paradoxes or dimensional rifts by interfering with the past. Like the AI said, these are mostly farmers and country bumpkins that have never felt like part of a big city before. The trains run on electricity, so they might be a little more like a trolley, depending on where you're coming from. But still, imagine watching those steel lines being laid down one by one through your quiet little town, and then clanging electric cars start roaring from place to place. It changed almost everything about Ballston. Okay, computer, play the tapes.
Cynthia LaChase Torres, and I'm the Historic Preservation Program Coordinator here in Arlington County. We had electric railway lines, and you can even see them here. We had the Washington and Old Dominion. There are certain routes that were all throughout the county. Some were purely railroads, some were electrified, and they were trolleys that were really for the commuters to go back and forth. We were a very rural area, predominantly farmland. And as the 20th century was approaching, we really were the getaway for people who wanted to escape the heat and the congestion and just the busy life of D.C. and to be able to come to the country. And we had all the transportation lines that allowed people to get here easily, that we were the escape. And so it wasn't really until the turn of the 20th century and these developments started forming that we became more, had that more urban feel.
Computer, are you sure we can't talk to anyone here? I wish we could just ask some of these people about what all that change was really like.
That is impossible, unless you are willing to distort time-space beyond recognition. I do possess a number of recordings from the Arlington Historical Society that contain interviews with people who lived through this period.
Yeah, let's hear those. You can keep walking around, by the way. Why don't you turn left and walk down the sidewalk away from the train station? If you look off to your right, you should see some of the fields and wooded parts of old Ballston.
About this same time when I was a small boy, I remember they built a new road from Glebe Road down to the entrance into the Henderson Farm. And I remember the working gangs out there cracking a stone to make the bed of the road.
That was Captain Carl Porter, who lived in Arlington around this time. Here's some more first-hand impressions from Lyman Kelly.
We had two stops. Otherwise, it was an express train all the way through. To get additional stops, the citizens had to almost rise in revolt because the electric company figured to stop a train cost money. The number of passengers was limited, so we would pick a place that we decided a station was necessary. We would meet at the railroad track at the particular location, whether it be Spruce Street, Cherry Valley, or whatever the cross street might be. We would get on the track and march slowly, walking the ties. The train, of course, had to come by at a walking space behind us. After we did that several times, we would usually get a station.
There really was a whole world to build in those days. The closest sheriff was down in Alexandria.
Back in the 1890s, Roslyn and what is called Jackson City just became haven for criminals, hoodlums of every sort, because the bars and houses of prostitution, every gambling house all stayed open on the weekends. People came over from the district. This was just a haven for those people.
Yeesh. Keep an eye on your wallet. That's the problem with opening up your town to the big outside world. You might want to go out to other places, but you don't know who's going to want to take the train back with you.
The alternative is isolationism, which prohibitively limits economic growth.
Well, yes, I'm just saying that in addition to the expanding technology and access to distant places, Ballston's culture was undergoing a lot of change, too. They built the first courthouse here the same year in 1898.
Because my observation was, who's going to get on a horse, or get on a horse and buggy in 1890 and ride from Alexandria all the way up to Arlington to enforce the law? The roads were almost impassable in those days. So it was the good people here of Arlington that finally decided that they would build the seat of government in then Alexandria County, on the present site where we are today.
So that's it, folks. The beginning of Ballston. Trains, legal systems, and everything else that paved the way for things to come. Started right here by ordinary people who wanted a bigger world to live in. And they sure got it.
Please brace four-dimensional transport in 3, 2, 1.